You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Stevie Wellens, one half of the Pittsburgh-based blues, funk, jazz duo Soulful Femme, joins me on this edition of Americana Music Profiles to talk about their 12-track new release, It Is Well With My Soul. After years of separate solo-winning performances, they are excited to get out on the road and share their two new successful singles with their audience. Hi, Stevie. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Greg, and thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to join me. And you have a partner in crime. Unfortunately, Cheryl can't join us, but we say hi to Cheryl. She's headed down the road to take care of some business. So you and I will talk here for a few minutes and talk about what you guys are up to and your music. You are in Pittsburgh. Do I have that right?
Yes. We're around the suburb of Pittsburgh, yes, but that's where we're at.
Okay.
Right here in Middleburg.
Now, has that been home for one or both of you your whole life?
It was home for me all my life. For Cheryl, she's come from Pennsylvania, but more or less, I guess, upstate Pennsylvania, middle of Pennsylvania, and she's been here for quite some time. So
yeah.
I would say most of her life she's been here.
And the two of you both had personal individual careers before you guys got together, right?
Yes, that's correct.
How long ago did you guys get together, and how did this become a thing for you?
Oh, let's see. We met, I guess, 6 years ago.
Okay.
We're from the same area, but she never heard of me. I've never heard of her, and that happens. And well, make a long story short, we were actually supposed to be in a women in blues show, and I was asked to perform in that show, and Cheryl was too, and I'd never really done blues before, but I had picked a couple songs that I think I could do these. And I heard her play, she heard me sing, and I'd like to work with her one day, and she said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked the guys in the band that were performing along, the band that was formed for that show, asked if they would like to build a band around me and all that. And they said yes, and then I said yes, and that's what happened.
And
we got together.
Are both of you singers? You said Cheryl play. What is her?
Cheryl is a guitarist. I'm the vocalist.
Okay.
As she plays guitar, not an acoustic. She's electric all the way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And she's very good at it. And she does a lot of songwriting and some, you know, the composing as well. And I've been singing for many, many years with other various bands doing different kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been years, but I guess, being children of, I guess, the ninth, well, I'm not going to say how old we are. but we're old enough to, you know, we've done a lot of music.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And your whole life, was this something you started singing as a young girl?
Well, actually, I'd say yes. I remember singing in my crib a beer commercial from Pittsburgh. I do remember that. I remember standing in my crib and singing a beer commercial. And then I guess when I was about 14, I remember I was 14 and I had a little girl group. And that stopped. But I've always wanted to sing. So I didn't start singing professionally until maybe I was about maybe 21, 22.
Okay. Is that something you pursued as a full-time career, or did you have other things that you did in the...
I did other things. I had a family to raise, as I, you know, married and had two children.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I was still performing. I know Cheryl, she was performing for a while. She had stopped to raise a family as well. And go back to school and do all that, and then finally just get to a certain point now that we're just doing it full time.
Okay, so it's full time venture.
But I've never really stopped.
Yeah,
I've never really stopped.
Yeah,
I just kept going. So.
And both of you are writers.
I write some. I've co-written a few things, but not very much as Cheryl does. She's better at it than I am. I just like interpreting her music, what she does.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. Is this a duet exclusively, or have you built a band around this project?
Right, we're duet, and then when we do have, but we do have a band. If we needed a band, we have a band. So it depends on the venues, because things happen.
Yeah.
Even before COVID, it was difficult to get a full band in certain places and to be able to afford to pay them.
Yeah, right. Sure.
So
yeah, it's tough for everybody.
So
yeah.
Right. So the duo worked out extremely well, as you can see. And then with that, we decided we're going to do a CD.
Yeah. Is this the first one?
Yes, it's the first one for Soulful Sin. Now, we did one before with my band, the Stevie Wellens band.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that CD, I guess, maybe 5 years ago. I think it was 5 years, 4 years ago. And it went very well. That was with my band.
Was Cheryl part of that?
That
she was not.
No, she was. Yeah.
Oh, she was. Yeah, okay.
Well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, but that kind of fizzled out, so we did this duo. And I can't believe Cheryl and I are very pleased that people have been responding in the way they've been responding to the music and to our performances. So we're really blessed about that.
Where did the name come from, Soulful Femme?
Well, we're trying to think of a name, you know, just to embody what we do, the soulness of our music, because she and I are more or less, I'd say soul sisters in a way, because of those. How we connect our vibe, and then soulful and a woman, femme, you know, the French word for woman, and so soulful woman, a soulful woman, and I think that's that's us.
So the album is titled what?
It Is Well With My Soul.
Okay, that's the name of the album, and there's a cut on there as well, right, by the same name.
Yes, it's a hymn.
Sure, yeah, the old classic, yep.
Right, classic hymn, and it's the intro, it's just the intro and then the outro, kind of a bookend to the CD, to the album.
Yeah.
And everything in it is that.
Is this album more on the spiritual side, or just happens to be this song?
No, it just happens to be the song.
Yeah.
And it happens to be the song, and the rest of it is, I guess, everything in our lives, there's some things that there's some songs that have stories behind them, and others are just fun songs to do. Most of them have a story behind them. I'm looking at it again, but we were very happy to have and blessed to have Bernard Allison, famous Bernard Allison. You remember his father, Luther Allison?
Sure.
Blues guitarist. He is on the CD.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. He's on the cut called Dead Man's Blues. And then we have Joanna Connor. Also, she's featured on our CD on another song called 40 Under on the CD. And that's more like a rock ballad, basically. It really is blues ballad. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And then we have a couple songs that was dedicated to Fearless Woman was inspired and by those who are on the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of work with that.
Okay.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the interview.
I listened to one of the cuts. Maybe it was on your website, Judgment Day. Is that on this record or is that something previous?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I love that. I love that rootsy. It's almost got a soulful country twinge when it first gets started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, we have our friend on there playing harmonica.
Yeah.
Greg McElshott. He did a wonderful job on that one. When I heard it, I said, "Wow, he was great."
With the exception of the hymn, are all of these original songs between
yes.
the two of you? Yeah, cool.
They're all original songs.
Yeah.
What
are some of the influences for your music as Soulful Femme? What has influenced you guys and what you put together?
Well, for myself, I take into my music, I take the influences that I've listened to all my life that have really touched me in a certain way, not just female vocalists, but male vocalists especially.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I really wanted to sing was when I heard Stevie Wonder from Fingertips, and he was a kid.
Yeah.
I was a kid, and I heard him perform this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this young man, he's blind, and he's directing this band, and he's playing his harmonica, and he's just clapping, and he's joyfully singing, and I could feel the energy from him.
Yeah.
And it just did something to me. It really did. And I've taken that, listening to other artists, even the music that they play, the instrumentation, and getting that they actually feel what they're playing, not necessarily singing.
Mm-hmm.
And that influenced me a lot. And I take every song that I listen to, and I not just listen to, but what we're doing, the lyrics, and I'm telling the story from my heart with these songs.
Yeah.
So same with Cheryl.
Yeah.
Her guitar, oh my gosh. That's another thing that Cheryl and I, like I said, we have that in common. The feel, the emotion that we put out with our,
mm-hmm.
our playing and my singing, it just, I don't know, it's just kind of, makes the hair of my arm stand on end because it's wonderful. Great.
How long has the record been out?
It's been out, it came out June 4th.
Okay, so it's just now getting out in circulation.
Yes. And I'm looking at, we've been on some charts, several charts.
Mm-hmm.
The RMR chart was number 3, I think, as of earlier this week, on the state chart. I guess that's all kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
And other charts as well, and I just can't keep up with it.
Have you had a chance to share any of this publicly? Have you gotten any sort of feedback from your fans and interact with them in person?
Oh, yes. From our fans, we've got a lot of people actually saying how much they enjoy the CD, how much they like it. They're listening to certain cuts that they really particularly care for. There's something for everybody, I think, on the CD. So far, so good.
Are you getting out? Has things opened up for you guys?
Yes. What happened for us, it's kind of weird. During COVID, now this album actually took 3 years to do.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a few setbacks with the studio and all that. But then COVID hit. It was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
But through COVID is when we did this album.
Got to finish it, yeah.
We finished it. Yes, we did. And I think in November or maybe even October, we started working last year.
Really? Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
We're
doing small venues, just the duo. There's a lot of wineries here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And in Pennsylvania, we did a lot of those. And we haven't skipped a beat. Our calendar is pretty full.
Will you be able to do this on tour? Will you be able to get out of the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area and travel out into the surrounding, even other states? Do you have some stuff like that lined up?
Yes, we will be doing that very soon. I know we're going to be doing our next CD out in California. That's the next we're going to be recording out there. I have a producer out there for the next CD.
Yeah.
And we will be touring. Now we've been to Colorado. We go to Memphis a lot. Before COVID anyway.
Yeah.
So we are right now as we speak, they're trying to book us a tour. Down the south. I think we're starting in Florida possibly and coming on up the east coast would be nice.
Do you have a particular kind of venue that you feel like fits best with what you guys do?
No, not really. We like festivals.
Yeah, those are great. I love those too.
Yeah, those are fun. We like those especially. Those are the things mostly like we like to do. But we do the little small intimate places as well, just the duo.
Yeah.
For the festivals, a lot of times we like to have bands with us. But if that doesn't work, we'll do the duo. But because we will be in Wheeling, we'll be a duo in Wheeling, and we'll also have a guest with us that day.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It'll be just the three of us for the Wheeling the Heritage Festival out there. I'm trying to think. I don't know. We just like, I like all venues. I mean, many we can get.
Yeah.
We just want to work.
Right.
And, you know,
yes.
Play,
yes.
Play. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned that you are even having working on a new record, and so there's thoughts of that ahead. How far ahead are you guys thinking and planning? This sounds like it's something that you are looking at long term. How far out do you plan?
Ooh, that depends. I don't know. My voice gives out. Her fingers fall off. One of the
two. Right. Okay.
We're gonna take this as far and as long as we can go. Like I said, we're gonna get out to California, get to start on the second one, hopefully tour. And I just want to hold up till all that we get all that done and take it as far as we can.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
So if people want to check out the new music, they want to get your record, they want to get on your mailing list, find out where you're going to be, what's the best way to reach out and get in touch with you guys?
Well, our CD is called It Is Well With My Soul, My Soulful Femme, and we're on all digital platforms. And if you want a hard copy of our CD, just go to our website, soulfulfemme.com.
Okay.
And hit there, and we'll make sure you get a CD out. We'll get CDs out to you. That's, I guess, the best way.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Stevie.
And look at stuff on YouTube, too.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, you've got some cool videos. Yeah. Well, I love your music, and I wish you well with it, and I hope you get to get on the road and as much success as you guys can have with this. I wish it for you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you so much. And you have a great, great day, and I enjoy our talk.
Yeah, thank you. Me too.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.